See You broadcast. Welcome to our show. And we are doing some previews of the Discovery Conference, CUNY Mutual Group's very own Discovery Conference coming up here pretty soon. And one of the sessions is entitled The Hidden Growth Opportunities in Your Data. And we have the presenters here to give us a preview of this session. And I'm going to start out with introductions here. Right next to me is Vicky Potter from Advantage Digital. Vicky, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. And then right below us is Emily Engstrom, also from Advantage Digital. Emily, how are you today?
Doing great. Sun's shining.
That's right. Welcome to summer. Summer is here in full bloom. Hey, all right, let's talk about this session you guys are going to be having, because if it was in person live, I have a feeling this would be standing room only, but it's virtual, so we can all be in a virtual standing room only room. Again, the title is The Hidden Growth Opportunities in Your Data, and it will take place August 12th. So put that on your calendars, everybody. So stay tuned for that. And Emily, I'm going to start with you again. The title of the conference, or the title of the session, is The Hidden Growth Opportunities in Your Data. So can you give us an example of an opportunity credit unions could be missing here? What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question, Mike. So we'll dive into a lot of different examples at the Discovery Conference, but one thing that has really become prevalent as we've been doing some data analysis is we're seeing some interesting trends in credit card data. We'll share a little bit more of that, but one of the key statistics that we saw is credit card loan balances actually dropped 10.3% last year alone. And that's actually the biggest drop that we've seen in credit union history. So it's really interesting when you think about that later on the pandemic, is you would think people would be using their cards more. And what we saw when we started digging into that a little bit is while the credit card loan balances were significantly dropping, the actual number of credit cards is increasing. So something's quite not adding up there, right? You know, if you think about it, people are getting more cards, but they're just not actually using them.
Right, right.
And so that really brings us to the question and that data can answer. And so we started asking questions of the data like, hey, what is causing this decline? Are there other credit cards that are more top of wallet? How should credit unions think about onboarding their new credit card members to their environment? Are their perks and features a true reflection of what members are most interested in a post-pandemic world that match their wants and needs? And so to start answering these questions and more importantly, uncover the possible solutions, we turned more into the data. So we started looking at ACH data and we started to dig in to see if there was one financial institution that seemed to rise to the top more than others when we were looking at where members were sending their payments via ACH. And by digging into why so many transactions were leaving the credit union and going to places like Capital One, Chase for credit card payments, you can make some really interesting assumptions about the perks and features if someone is carrying a balance or is paying off their card in full each month, what things might be most interesting. And then when you start digging into some of the transactional data, you can actually start tapping into some different member behaviors that could help you identify more life stages and things that are happening in your members' lives to make it even more hyper-personalized when you're doing some proactive outreach for them.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And Vicky, you know, getting started on a data analytics journey sounds a bit overwhelming, and I think it possibly could be, especially to me, but where should a credit union start in this area?
Yeah, and it can seem overwhelming, and that's why some credit unions never start. Plus, there are so many questions and all the shiny objects in the data analytics space. It really intensifies that issue. So we just say, start by gaining clarity around business problems and opportunities the credit union most wants or needs to solve. Then once identify the problem or opportunity that will produce quick wins. This helps not only build momentum for your data transformation, but also brings other people on board. So determining which problem to solve first often comes down to what data is already available, the level of insight that data can reveal, and the availability of your resources that actually can act on the data insights. So as we like to say, don't boil the ocean. Start small, scale over time based on your learnings, and don't be afraid to fail forward.
Exactly. Yeah. But, and learn fast from it and then move on fast. So Emily, I'm getting back to you on this one here. Is there a mainstream provider that comes to mind and is doing a great job with data out there that we could emulate?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I had mentioned Capital One, that we were seeing a lot of that activity in the ACH data. And Capital One over the last year or two has really brought to the market a couple of new features that are really allowing them to gather some interesting and valuable data to them. So, you know, if you think about, as we've all been binge watching different shows, you've probably come across a bunch of the commercials with Samuel L. Jackson talking about how great it is that Capital One will automatically find you all those coupons for savings when you shop online. Well, think about what they're doing. Is it's a great benefit to their consumers and non-customers, because you don't even have to have their card, to offer all of these online promo codes. Well, think of the data that Capital One is now collecting about those consumers, where they're shopping, what they're buying. They're now going to be able to share out and do campaigns that are hyper-personalized based on those purchasing patterns and behaviors. So it's interesting how what can seem very consumer forward is allowing these companies to have incredible access to your data and what you're doing. So imagine if credit unions would activate their data in the same way. It would be all very beneficial to their members, but all of the things you'd be able to learn about what's going on in your members' lives to better serve them and meet them at their needs.
Yep. And I would think they would appreciate it too, because that sends the message that, hey, my credit union knows me, without getting too creepy. You know, my credit union knows me, but they don't go over the edge. You know, they don't cross the line. So having said that, Vicky, I mean, so, you know, how can a credit union get from being reactionary with this data to forming a forming future looking strategies here?
Yeah, that is the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Certainly.
So most businesses begin their data journey by reacting to the problem. And then over time, as quick wins are realized, they find new opportunities and ways to better predict behavior. So think even just small data sets, start there. They can reveal a ton about where that member's headed and what they need and how they can use their credit union's help. So small steps, quick wins. Also leads to being able to do better forecasting on your balance sheets, which something the board always appreciates, right?
Right. Yeah, kind of the proactive aspect of it, right?
Exactly. I mean,
kind of keep that one step, because the data allows you to do that, right? It allows you to stay keep that one step ahead or ahead of the curve, so to speak, right?
Yep. It's just a matter of getting started.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like you said before, getting started sometimes is the hardest step, but once you get going, and you just take it off in little chunks, man, then you can make some serious headway. All right. Again, like I said at the top of the show, this was just a preview. We're just scratching the surface of what you guys are going to provide here in a month or so. So thank you so much. Anything else to add here? Emily, I'll start with you. Anything else to add that our viewers would like to know about the presentation that can pique their interest a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, we hope everyone will attend the session. As you said, August 12th, it's at 11:45 Central Time. You can learn more and register at CUNYMutual.com. We're going to be able to share a few more examples of how credit unions, just like yourself, are digging into their data, asking better questions from their data, and looking for those opportunities and trends that we're seeing. And like we always say, you know, data is just data till you do something with it. So we're hoping by attending the session, you're going to learn what those key tricks are to actually activate on the insights that you're seeing from the data.
Cool. And Vicky, anything else to add on from your perspective?
Just that, you know, we're excited to be able to share this information and hope that credit unions find it really beneficial.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. And I think it's beneficial already. Just to act on, like you said, Emily, you got to act on it, you know, because data is just data, or even just an idea is just an idea until you act on it. So get going, credit unions out there, and attend this session on, again, what was it, August 12th. And we'll see y'all there. All right. Thank you very much, Emily, Vicky. Appreciate the time. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.